This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is Micheline Maynard, New York Times senior business correspondent from Detroit. You've been hearing all morning from Femi Okeh the reports from GM and Chrysler. GM saying perhaps it's going to lose the Pontiac mark, and Chrysler apparently making a deal with the UAW to possibly go forward with its deal with Fiat. Micheline, let's start with the Chrysler. The UAW story seems to be confirmed. What concessions has the union offered Chrysler, and how might it help with the Fiat deal?
Earlier in the year, Ford Motor Company workers approved a series of concessions, and we believe that the concessions offered by the workers at Chrysler are very similar to those. And some of the things that they gave up were cost of living allowance that they receive on top of their hourly wage, things like tuition assistance. And apparently these concessions are pretty valuable to people. One of the workers at Ford that we talked to said they are worth about $12,000 to him. So, you know, this isn't minor stuff.
And in terms of getting Chrysler closer to some sort of moment of truth, any sense of the value of these concessions or Fiat's likelihood to maybe go ahead with a deal? I mean, who's pulling the switch here?
Well, the government is pulling the switch here. And you have to look at this as a series of pieces and, you know, or a list of boxes that are being checked off. And you know, two of the biggest boxes were a deal with the UAW and a deal with the debt holders at Chrysler. And we've pretty much got all the other ducks in a row. There's one duck flying around, which is the debt holders. And that's the deal that they'll try to get this week before the Thursday deadline.
Mickey, I mean, I'm looking at this. It's a government sort of, you know, push to get Fiat and Chrysler to make a deal. I mean, in normal circumstances, wouldn't we call this a liquidation? That basically Fiat is liquidating Chrysler to Fiat.
It's a very interesting situation because, you know, for all that we talk about Buy America, and essentially the Obama administration is allowing an Italian company to take over an American company. And I was just thinking back to a couple of years ago when Daimler Chrysler put Chrysler up for sale, and there was a line of investment banks and others who wanted a piece of the company, and Cerberus Capital Management got out in front. And here is Cerberus essentially just saying to the government, you take it, you get rid of it.
Let's move to GM now. There is expected to be an announcement giving some details of this restructuring. There's a June 1st deadline on restructuring. Is it likely that GM will actually announce today that they're killing Pontiac?
Yes, actually, that is one of the steps that they're planning to take. And, you know, General Motors has had, I think it's three chances in the last four months to write a business plan that could win it federal assistance. The first time was actually back in December. And we have a story in today's Times that looks at how their sales forecast has sort of changed every single time they write a business plan. So back in February, they said they would make Pontiac something called a focused niche brand, which would mean that the dealerships would stay and they'd have a few models, but they'd be folded in with Buick and GMC. Now, apparently, GM is going to say we're getting rid of Pontiac altogether. But, you know, there are a lot of people that think GM could get along with two brands, Cadillac and Chevrolet, because Toyota has essentially two brands. So does Honda. So does Nissan.
Well, there is a city in Michigan named Cadillac. They're probably feeling all right today. But the people who live in Pontiac, Michigan, who knows about them? Perhaps an assignment from the New York Times national desk. Micheline Maynard, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Mickey Maynard is a New York Times senior business correspondent joining us from Detroit.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.